most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Hey, I got some groovy news for you. I just found out, besides Sam in the Morning here on LA Talk Radio, I'm officially the longest running show here on LA Talk Radio. That's taking life to the max, don't you think? Well, speaking of taking life to the max, we're going to take your body, your mind, your spirit, and your skin to the max tonight. You know, I decided I need to give you all a show where you can feel better about yourself, inside and out. And tonight, you're going to sit back, relax, enjoy, and find out some great techniques where you can just take your whole being and make it fantastic. How does that sound? We also got some wonderful giveaways tonight, but there's only two ways you can get them. That's emailing me, max@maxtucci.com, or on Twitter, twitter.com/MaxTucci. How you doing tonight, everybody? Well, I've got to give some shout-outs right away to Keith and Sophie. Sophie's got a new cooking show. It's going to be amazing, called The Foodie Tutor and Foodie University. So we're going to have her on the show when that comes up. But we're just got to dive right into the body, mind, spirit, and skin. We've got him back, the one and only. You love him so much. He's part of Max and Friends' inner circle, as Tamara Bowman would say. He's on our page. Dr. Rodney from the Center for Health and Wellness, mindbodybasics.com. Check that out, in Boca Raton, Florida. I go to him every time I go. I get my acupuncture. I feel better. I look better. I sound better. And most importantly, I want the same for you. So, Dr. Rodney, welcome back to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Max. It's great to be back with you again. And it's always great to see you and always great to talk with you.
Well, you know, you always are such a wealth of information, and our listeners have been requesting a show where they can feel better about themselves. And I was like, I got the man. Dr. Rodney. Speaking of Dr. Rodney, you know, we've got some other people coming on, so stay tuned because we're giving you a full hour of looking good. But we're starting with Dr. Rodney because he's going to give us some topics that we talked about earlier today that are going to change your life, such as food, acupuncture, and my favorite, yoga. Dr. Rodney, what are some foods that we can eat to make our skin look better?
Well, as you know, I'm a big believer in looking at what we put in our body, because we know that if we want to look good, we know that what goes in our body is going to be showing on our face, it's going to be showing in our attitude, and that really our looks, our complexion, our face, it really reflects what's going on inside. So there are a lot of foods that we can go to actually have to do that. And actually, I'm always reminded when we talk about reflecting what's inside, one of your favorite quotes, which is, you know, I saw the angel in the marble and I carved until I set it free. That quote by Michelangelo. And that's kind of what we're doing by going and really nourishing our body, is we're kind of letting that angel go that's inside of us and let it free and let it actually represent what is going on. So, there's really some really basic things that we want to look at when we start talking about that. We're going to maybe talk about a few specific foods, but one of the real basics for food is that we have clean food. In other words, that we're eating foods that aren't really filled with a lot of pesticides, with a lot of contaminants. So we really want to focus on a lot of organic foods, particularly in certain categories. If we're having apples and things of the nature of some berries, things of those, we really want to make sure that they're organic, so we're not really loading up with a lot of toxins in our body. Because as I said, what's going on inside is going to be reflected outside. So we want to really have, we want to have clean skin, and we want to have that vibrant look. So we want to be taking in a lot of these fruits and vegetables, but at the same time, we don't want them filled with contaminants. So clean food is really, really at the top of the list for whatever types of foods they are. Big deal. And along with that is, of course, a lot of hydration. We want to make sure that we're bringing a lot of water into our body to go ahead and allow all of those foods, all those nutrients that we're taking in, allowing them to be represented in the tissues of the body. So starting off with clean food, starting off with water, and then we can start talking also about some of the specific foods.
Well, let's talk about real quick about farmers markets, because they are all the rage right now. Do you believe in these farmer markets?
Oh, I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in buying locally grown produce because you're going to be getting really fresher produce. I mean, we were reading an article the other day. You know, some of the apples that you'll find in the store in your average supermarket are going to be like a year old. I mean, that's what you're getting. They've been frozen, and then they've gone through processes that allow them to actually go ahead and look like they're fresh, but they're really not. Farms, regular commercial farming now, what they're doing is they're growing them, and there's a long distance before they get to your table. So they're actually picked way before they're mature, and you're just really not getting the kind of nutrition that you need from the foods. And what's also happening is a lot of these commercially farmed foods, what's happening is they're really, they're deficient in a lot of the nutrition that we need, in a lot of the minerals that your body needs to really function properly and to really go ahead and make good skin, to make good blood, which are the basis not only for just how you look, but the basis for how you're actually going to be feeling and your actual general health and metabolism. So getting locally grown food is really, really great. I myself, we buy from a local co-op that's an organic co-op. As you know, I myself am a vegetarian, but beyond that, you know, they do have meats and such there too. But I'm a big believer in really supporting the people in your area, a big, big thing, which is going to benefit not only food in general, but your own particular health.
Dr. Ronnie, let me ask you a question. What are top three foods that you suggest we eat?
You're talking about in terms of just in general health,
For general health, top three foods that you, let's say, you can't live without.
I eat a lot of nuts, number one. So a lot of almonds, a lot of walnuts, again, because you're going to get a lot of great fats. And there's a big misunderstanding about, you know, cholesterol and fats. And actually, fats are very important for our metabolism, for almost all of the cell metabolism that we actually have going on in our body. So I'm a big believer in those. Again, being a big organic eater, we also eat a lot of dark leafy greens, whether it be in the form of salads or in the form of vegetables, because again, you're going to be getting a lot of great nutrition through those. A lot of oils in terms of olive oils, sesame oil, using a lot of those in cooking. And being that we are lacto-ovo, in our vegetarianism, I eat a lot of eggs. Because again, eggs have a wonderful source of protein in them. Again, so very beneficial for that aspect of diet. But again, organic, because if we're not doing organic eggs and organic dairy, you're getting a lot of growth hormones, you're getting a lot of antibiotics.
Right, and men are getting breasts, and the girls are getting married earlier. We got that. How many times have we been told? But it's so hard to just go with the flow kind of a concept. But you know what? That's why we're doing this show tonight, Dr. Ronnie, because we want to get into people's subconscious and conscious to start doing this and start living life to the max.
Of course. And it's really, you know, we don't want to live in a bubble. When I go out to eat, if I go to a restaurant and have a pizza or have pasta or whatever I'm doing out, you know, I realize I'm going to have these things that I'm going to have to go ahead and to a certain degree, make some substitutes for what I would normally want in my diet. But when I'm back home and I have the choices, then I go and I make the right choices. I go ahead and I choose the organic. I choose the locally grown. I choose the fresh. I choose the foods that don't have all of the contaminants in. Then we make the choice. And when I go out, you know, choices are starting to expand. There are a lot more restaurants that are really focusing on having really fresh foods and really a lot of organic choices and a lot of vegetarian choices too, if you so want that.
Absolutely. Now here we've just ingested all this wonderful food. Okay. Now what are ways that we can, because we eat so fast and we take life to this crazy speed like a locomotive train. You know, I love yoga. I think it's such a great practice in life. What are some basic techniques that we can do to just calm down our digestion, calm down our spirit, and get into that nice flow?
As you know, I'm a big believer and a big proponent of meditation, of yoga. I teach meditation. I've done a lot of work with Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center, and particularly because what we find is not only are the foods that we're taking into the body being reflected in the face and in the body and in our health, but the actual thoughts and the actual emotions are being reflected into the face and the body and into our health. Matter of fact, I worked with someone not too long ago, and the basis for his program was he started off and he said, listen, you know, if you don't like who you are, you don't like what you do, you don't like what you don't do, you don't like your job, and if you're miserable, I can guarantee you're going to be sick. And you're not going to be healthy and you're not going to look healthy. So what we want to do is we really want to focus on those things. And you've touched on some that are very, very good. Yoga is a wonderful practice because it actually goes ahead and really helps us to develop strength in the body, a flexibility in the body. And one of the things that's so, so important in the ability to go ahead and have good health, both mental and physical, is breathing. People don't realize how important breathing is. What's the first thing you did when you were born?
You cried.
Yeah, well, that was the second thing. The first thing you did was take a breath, so you had the breath to cry. And then what's the last thing we're going to do? We're going to go breathe.
Last breath. And it's the best thing because it's free.
Yeah, it's free, and it's just so, so important in everything. And what you'll find out, pay attention. When you find yourself getting stressed, when you find yourself getting anxious, there's one thing that always happens. You quit breathing. You start to hold your breath. So one of the things that I really focus on is people actually becoming aware of the breathing. That's one of the things that really, if you're in a good yoga class, if they're not talking about your breathing, get up and walk out. Breathing is important.
Right.
If they're not talking about that, that's a problem. But on your own, what you can always do is just, there's a very simple thing that I teach every single patient that comes in, and that is as you breathe in, you think the word I. As you breathe out, am. I am. I am that. You're that. That is that. A very basic concept in Vedanta, or kind of the philosophy of yoga. And you can use that to calm down and kind of as a little mantra. So I kind of always give that as a little hint to everybody. Just I breathing in, am breathing out, and you'll start to go ahead. You can be in line at the 10-item thing at the grocery store, trying to get to a party real quick with your bottle of wine, and there's someone paying with pennies in front of you, and you're freaking out. Hey, just stop. I am. You just breathe in and out. And you'll find you're just immediately start to relax. You immediately start to de-stress. Because think about it. When you're angry, what happens? Your face gets all red. You get all these crinkly little lines start going on.
Shoulders go up.
Oh, yeah. It's just, and what it does internally is just way beyond what you can imagine in terms of the cortisol, the epinephrine, the adrenaline, all of these different hormones that start to be released that have, again, a very detrimental effect on the body. Real simple. Breathe.
Breathe. And you know what? Speaking of real simple and speaking of when we take in all of these toxins with anger, I found one of the best ways to release them is through acupuncture. So can you just, we've had you on before. Everyone loves acupuncture. They think they know acupuncture. But in a couple of minutes, can you just, because we got to wrap this segment up, but we just want to talk about the benefits of acupuncture and how they're not this demonic ritual that people believe them to be. So give us the essence of acupuncture and the importance of it.
Well, acupuncture, first off, we have to realize that it's the oldest form of medicine that's been practiced in the world. It's basically 4,000 years old. People don't do these things for 4,000 years if there's not a reason, and the reason, of course, being that it benefits what we're talking about, the mind, the body, and the spirit. There's always been that connection between our body and what's going on beyond our body. So that's number one. But number two is the fact that it kind of comes back around when we look at all the ways it works, back to boosting the immune system and really being able to help the body. What I'll tell you, though, and I still am amazed. I mean, I practice every day, and I actually I really don't have enough time to really treat all the patients all the people that want to come to see me in my clinic. I'm very, very blessed. I really am, and I thank the universe for having really blessed me like it has. But I treat patients from 5 years old up to, I have a patient that's 97 years old right now, and they love it. And why do they love it? Because they feel great. The conditions that they have are being resolved because it actually allows your body to go ahead and do the things it's supposed to do. You know, we've been trained here in America through mass marketing, through the media, and through pharmaceutical companies. And I'm a believer that times you do need Western pharmaceuticals. But people have been trained to believe that their body is incompetent. What I'm here to tell you is your body is not incompetent. Your body is meant to fix itself. What you need to do is turn the key that allows it to do the repair work it's supposed to do. You made a lung, liver, heart, kidney, blood, skin, teeth, hair, everything from nothing but some proper nutrition in your mama's belly. You can do that. You can fix your body. You can make yourself well. You can heal yourself. You just need the right stuff and the right scenario put together. You got to go ahead and just like making that pot of soup or whatever cooking you're doing, you need the right ingredients. When you do that, your body is an amazing, amazing machine. Acupuncture turns on the machine. Acupuncture jumpstarts you. Acupuncture also, I even tell people, it kind of reboots your body. And people are just like amazed. They think, oh, gee, needles. Part of the needle problem is that, you know, we're used to needles that have holes in them that they go and they take our blood with and they give us injections with. You can put like 30 acupuncture needles into the end of what they take your blood with. It doesn't hurt. It's very painless, but what it does do is really activate your body and turn it on. And that's what it's all about, being able to go ahead and get your body back up to speed. And I'm telling you, when I have 97-year-old patients that are coming in and telling me that, you know, they have to have their acupuncture, and when I have, you know, 7-year-olds and 5-year-olds saying they love their acupuncture and everything in between, it's really quite a statement.
And the place to do it, I got to let everyone know, if you're in the Florida area, in the Boca area, which I will be on Tuesday, go to the Center for Health and Wellness in Boca Raton, Florida. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Rodney and his techniques, go to mindbodybasics.com. Dr. Rodney, I've got to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to take our mind, our spirit, our body, and our skin to the max. And I thank you for being the forefronter tonight, the forefront man giving us the scoop. And I'm going to see you this week because I'm arriving on Tuesday, thanks to Delta.com.
Okay. Forward to it.
Have a wonderful night, Dr. Rodney, and thank you so much for being here.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. So that was Dr. Rodney, everybody. Check out mindbodybasics.com. We're going to play you a little song. And when we're back, we've got Dr. Mac from FACE of Beverly Hills and one of my new best friends, Dana Elise. And we're going to talk about some ways you can tighten that skin up, some ways you can get that hair off of your back, and also some other fun things that are going to take your body, mind, and spirit and skin to the max. Hey, guess what? Goddamn, You're Beautiful by Chester C. on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
Days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait a while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say. Beautiful to me, you're everything, yeah, that's beautiful, yes, to me. Just how much you got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes we find, oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied, 'cause I'm trying so hard to hide. All of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Oh, I'm swept off my feet, my heart skips a beat, really only one thing to say.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci, and goddamn, you're all beautiful to me. By Chester C. I really think you are. That's why I'm doing this show for you tonight. My body, mind, spirit, and skin are the topics of tonight's show. Y'all are loving it because I'm getting your twits, your tweets, your twits, your Twitters. I thank you for them. So you can find me, Max Tucci, on Twitter, or just go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. I have a problem saying backslash tonight, but I got to tell you one thing I don't have a problem saying, and that's, are you listening to us on your smartphone yet? We're out of the mobile world. We're into smartphones. LA Talk Radio has an app, and it's free, and I want you to download it and take me wherever you go. You heard the news tonight. I'm officially, beside Sam in the Morning, the longest-running show here on LA Talk Radio, and I thank you all for doing that, because goddamn, you're beautiful to me. Speaking of beautiful, we all had him on before, Dr. Mac. You remember him? From Face, F-A-C-E, I like saying it that way, of Beverly Hills. And we've got a new friend in the house tonight, Dana Elise. But before they get here, we've got to give a major shout-out and props to our boy, Gregory Zarian. Y'all know Gregory. He's in the movie, ReconciliationMovie.com. He's been here before. He was supposed to be here tonight, but you know what? On God wings, he travels, so wherever he is, that's where he is right now. But we're glad that you're here tuning in. And Gregory, check out his movie. Check out everything on his life. He's a great guy, has a great spirit. Y'all loved him when we had him on the show. I had some great emails from you. Some motivational speaking Gregory brought us through, and we needed it. We need Gregory in our lives, right? He's the antidote. Well, speaking of antidotes, we've got the antidote to how to get that nasty hair off your back. We've got the antidote to get that skin looking tight and healthy and good and young. And the only two people that could bring us that on the West Coast are Dr. Mac from FACE of Beverly Hills and Dana Elise from Laser Solutions. Pull up your mics and welcome to the show, Dr. Mac and Dana.
Hi there. Thanks for having
Mac.
Us, Mac.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm glad you're both here. We're going to get this going because people are tweeting me like, how can I look better? Well, I say you can only look better if you feel better. And that's by looking in the mirror and tell yourself every day you look good. But I get some saggy skin. I get some wrinkles. I get the hair on your back and on your toes. So, Dr. Mac, help us first. How are we going to look good?
Well, one of the best ways, I think you've already touched on it, is nutrition. Nutrition is the key to beauty inside, to beauty outside.
So and you love your enzymes, don't you?
I love my enzymes, yeah. Enzyme nutrition and whole food supplements are the key to the new you in this environment, in this day and age. It's the key to getting the best nutrition out of the food we're eating so that we can have the best skin we have so that when we're doing, whether it be lifting or surgery or platelet-rich plasma or any of the numerous techniques that we have for skin rejuvenation, your body's immune system can function at its peak.
It's wonderful. I couldn't agree more because my husband actually cured his gout with enzymes. And I keep telling him he has to write a blog, and I'll make sure to send that information over to you, Max, because our bodies make enzymes, but you definitely need to encourage people to take them. And it also helps with your digestion. I mean, enzymes are like little Pac-Men, and they just help the body run smoother.
Look at that. We have a testimony already on the show about what enzymes have done for someone. They've cured gout. So if you guys got gout because you like pate and all of the finer things in life, then check out some enzymes because you need them. Well,
great.
We just touched, right? They're good. Enzymes are good. They're a good thing, as Martha would say. But speaking of good things, Dr. Mac, we touched on it the last show, the vampire lift. Now, that's a good thing because it's something that makes people look really good. So tell us about the vampire lift again.
Yeah, what it is we use your body's immune system to recreate new, younger skin. We take a small blood sample and from it collect and concentrate the body's platelets, which are little healing factories. They're usually what are only exposed when we nick or cut ourselves to form a scab, form a clot. And so what we do is we draw some blood, concentrate those platelets in the plasma, which is a clear part of the blood, and then use it as an injection into the skin, very little delicate mesotherapy injections, a lot even lighter than Botox injections, so that the body's immune system is tricked to think that we have a major problem going on. So it brings in the stem cells. It's really the only thing in medicine that actually brings in the stem cells from a facial standpoint to actually help make new collagen, new skin, be younger, tighter, and more toned. So then over a period of several weeks, about 2 months, the skin becomes smoother, tighter, and as it does tighten, it gently lifts the skin.
Now, wow. Dana, you've got something going on too, because you work every day with skin.
Yes, so, I've been doing it for 30 years, and I'm just passionate about getting to people feeling more confident and getting hair off their back and
off their toes.
Off their toes, head to toe. I mean, it really makes such a difference if a woman has excessive hair on the face or any parts of her body. And for men, I love men and I like hairy chests, but you just can't have back hair and you can't have ear hair and all those unwanted areas. That's what we do. We've been killing hair for, 30 years with electrolysis and 14 with laser. So it's my passion.
It is your passion, and you feel confident, and you want people to feel confident and love life. But you know what? You're with the whole big anti-aging through non-invasive procedures.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got Dr. Mac here who does the good old invasive procedures, and then we have you. So are we conflicted interest here, you guys?
No, not at all, because, in fact, we work very close together. Dr. Moretz will do a wonderful facelifts and body work, and then I'll take the person after, because sometimes there'll be redness or broken vessels prior to the surgery, sometimes after the surgery, and with the IPL photo rejuvenation facials, that targets things of color. So you can get rid of rosacea, you can get rid of any broken vessels, any hyperpigmentation, and again, that also through heating the tissue is creating a reaction of healing and collagen remodeling. And so we work very close for scar rejuvenation and making the skin that he has made look even more beautiful through his surgery now have no color and be even toned. So it's really a nice thing to have hand in hand.
It is. You guys are very complimentary, aren't you?
I would say that exact thing. You just took the line out of my mouth, Max. I would say instead of conflict, we're complementary of interest. I think that Dana and I work beautifully together. A lot of my individuals, all that I recommend to do it, will do it. Go down and get like pre-surgical facials to get their skin clean and toned and tight just from getting it cleaned by her marvelous esthetician, medical esthetician down there. And then afterwards, they can come down and do some lymphatic drainage. They can do some IPL treatments to help make the redness from their incisions go away more quickly. She can do things along with any little hairline movement that might be affiliated with a facelift or neck lift to sculpt and coordinate that to make it as natural and aesthetic as possible. So yeah, there's definitely a complementary of interest going on between our two practices.
Speaking of complementary, you know, there's some things going on right now with the whole season. You know, we've got our Christmas parties coming up. We've got all these wonderful things going on in our life, and we want to look good. We want to be complimentary to our spouses when we go out. So, Dr. Mac, what are some things right now that people are coming to you for and say, listen, my kids are back in school. You know, I'm getting ready for the holiday season. What are some easy treatments that I can do without being laid up in bed for 10 weeks?
Right. Some easy things to do while your obvious sort of Botox and your Juvederm or facial fillers. Send people down to get their IPL, their intense pulse light treatments with Dana and some things of this nature in order to help give a little gentle tightening and toning of the skin. Again, the nutritional aspect of things with some nutritional complements with enzymes as well as whole food dietary supplements are things that work beautifully along those lines. And again, I think you touched it on earlier with your whole yoga, mind, body, spirit aspect to be able to get people into a natural, healthy, healing place of validation of awareness of themselves as a person, the validation of their spouse, validation of their existence. All of those things just help to make one at ease. And when you're at ease, you're not at dis-ease, and your face looks better, your body is toned and tighter, and you have a better spring in your step. So a lot of it's mental health.
That's right, bangers. You agree?
I agree wholeheartedly, because one of the reasons we do work together so well is our philosophy is similar. It's the same. And I really believe in taking people, doing a long consultation, educating them, and then creating a program that's ongoing. It's not just a one-stop kind of situation. They need to take care of themselves with serums and wonderful products medical grade products that we have for them, and then coming in for their treatments on a monthly basis to do a series of IPL. We also do a skin tightening treatment that's non-invasive, and a lot of celebrities and regular men and women do it. It's called Refirm, and it's in infrared light followed by radio frequency. So it's not painful, and there's no downtime. So it doesn't look for anything of color, but it does immediate tightening. So you just feel wonderful. And say that Dr. Mack is not going to be doing surgery because they're not ready yet, or they've had facial plastic surgery, there's only so far you can pull the neck. So a lot of surgeons will me their patients to tighten the neck up or go in between. It's not time for them to have their second procedure. We'll be able to do that. We also work on the cleavage, which as women get older and being busty, it's a wonderful area to tighten up and
you know,
out.
Dana, what I always say, when you can suck a woman's nipples and toes at the same time, you have a problem.
I love
that.
Very
good thing.
Well, you know,
don't forget bikini lines. The men are doing a lot more of them, their private parts now too, because we want it nice and clear down there, both sexes.
We get it. You know what I mean? Here's the bottom line. Once you get that spring in the step, you want to have that same spring in the bed. So
absolutely.
Now, you know, when you feel better, you do better. When you do better, you perform better. And when you know better, you do better. So we're all glad you're here joining us tonight on Max and Friends. Our topic tonight is body, mind, spirit, and skin. We've got Dr. Mack from FACE of Beverly Hills. And, of course, Dana Elise is joining us too. So, Dana, I've got to ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Mack, it's funny, actually, the both of you, you kind of got the Asian theme going. Dr. Mack, you have your herbs from China, and Dana, right, you've got the new lip thing, the dragon's blood. So, Dana, tell us about the dragon's blood real quick.
Well, I just launched a new line of lip glosses, and one of the very important ingredients is called dragon's blood, and it actually comes from the sap of a tree in Africa and is being used for healing of burns and helping with chapped lips, besides all of the other wonderful ingredients. It's really exciting to use this new ingredient and 10 wonderful colors, and we're actually having a launch party on October 29th, and all the listeners are welcome to come. There's a lot of education, and the proceeds, a good portion of the proceeds, are going to be going to Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes,
and
they are.
And I'm just really excited about that. We're actually working with a local organization, the Pink Lotus Petal, and I'm just really happy to utilize and give money to somebody that's local, so you know the money's actually going
absolutely
to people and not, you know, when there are larger organizations, which are also wonderful, but sometimes you just don't know where the funds go.
Yeah. Pink Lotus Petal, that's with Dr. Christine Funk. Hey, y'all, if you want to go, it's October 29th, but you've got to do this. You've got to RSVP to Laser, LaserSol, at packbelt.net. Otherwise, you're not on the list. But if you want more information also, you have to go to lasersolutions90210.com. Check it all out there, because we want you to go. We want you to check out this launch party. And you know what? It's a good thing, because y'all are going to help Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October, just like a week away. How scary is that? Well, if y'all got to go to this event and you want an amazing mask, y'all remember Dr. Mack, because I had some emails from y'all asking where you could buy it. Well, Dr. Mack has this amazing, amazing Chinese herbs and the whole thing. Dr. Mack, tell us about it.
Right, yeah, it's a very amazing earth healing clay mask that uses bentonite clay, 17 Chinese herbs, and 7 essential oils, and then hydrated with Fiji water that is very good for realigning the skin to the earth's energy, helping to realign the chi with the Chinese herbs in the skin and to your body's energy to coordinate that into skin toning and tightening and detoxification. So it doesn't cause a dryness because of the essential oils we have mixed in there. And just provides a wonderful rejuvenation of the skin. Using it a few times a week can really help to remove impurities and blackheads and pore blockages, and just then make the skin have a new energy, a new feeling of rejuvenation within and of itself. Also, after my procedures, it helps to diminish by about 20% to 30% the bruising and the swelling and that sort of thing. So if you're having acne lesions or you're having some degree of injury from other sorts of, you know, trauma to the skin, it does help to reduce the swelling and the bruising and make it heal faster.
And
that
where can we find
wonderful.
It? Where can we find it?
It is available right now on my website, faceofbeverlyhills.com, under the product line.
Simple. Faceofbeverlyhills.com, Dr. Max Mask. We all need that in our life. Doesn't it sound good, Dana?
I want some. I didn't know you had that. I have to get some of that for my clients, Dr. Mack.
Well, I love that you all have products. You're all very entrepreneurial. You're not just about, you know, helping people look good. It's about also then,
home care is so important.
We forget about the aftercare program. And I know, Dana, that you have some wonderful steps that we could talk about, steps and tips for home care and the aftercare program. So why don't you enlighten us?
Sure. One of the most important things is don't forget your SPF. I know you're across the nation, but there's sunshine everywhere. We're here in California, and at least an SPF of 30. And there's powder forms that we also sell where it's like a brush of powder makeup. So if you've already put on your makeup as a woman and you don't want to put on a liquid SPF, we have that available. Making sure that you wash your face every night and use the serums or the good products at night or Dr. Mack's mask, because this is when your body is resting and absorbing and healing, and that's really important. A lot of people get lazy at night and forget to wash their face. Another good tip is to use lukewarm water. Try not to use super hot water. I know men need to use hot water when they are shaving, but when you're washing your face, don't scrub. Treat your face as if it was a baby's body. If it was your baby's face, you wouldn't take a scrub and rub the heck out of it.
If you did, you'd be put in jail.
Yeah, right? No, it's just like be gentle, use your product, do home care. If you need to extract a pimple, do it really carefully so you're not bruising the skin.
Feel so good to get that? Like, you know, people just take the toilet paper, their dirty nails, and just pop that pimple. Why is it so bad?
Oh, it's just bad because they haven't used a sterile object. I mean, if you must, we have these little baby things called lancets, and they're sterile. So create a sterile object at home and take tissues and very gently, after you make a tiny little opening, squeeze north, south, east, west, and make sure your hands are washed. When you're out at the gym, never wipe your hand with your palm. Always use the back of your hand because we don't secrete all the dirt and the germs are on your palm. Preferably use a towel, preferably use a tissue, but if not, use the back of your hand. That's a really good one. You know,
that's a good tip. I like
yes.
that. I just use the back of my hand because it's getting hot in here.
You're too cute.
So check this out.
Yes.
If they do that and they damage their skin, then what Dana can do is with some of her treatments, she can help to seal those little broken capillaries and vessels that people can cause by overzealous squeezing of pimples with what's called intense pulse light. She has the ability to seal that by that or by certain forms of electrolysis treatments through the vessels.
Yes, it's called telangiectasia, and you actually go in and you cauterize those little broken vessels.
Cauterize them.
Yes, it's sort of like when you're doing sclerotherapy, but you're doing it in a very gentle way with an electric current. It sounds scary, but it's not, and it's a very direct way of getting in there when sometimes laser is comparable at times, but sometimes this is like a direct hit.
I love direct hits. Well, speaking of direct hits, everyone, the way that you're going to – because we got some giveaways tonight, and Dana's going to tell us about them. And the only way you can get them is if you directly hit us up. And you can email me, max@maxtucci.com, and tell me why you deserve it. Or hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/maxtucci. I said it, backslash. How you doing? Hit me up there. And, Dana, tell us what our listeners could
have the opportunity to win. Well, I decided to do one back so we handle our men in our life, and they can get started, and we'll do a full back, shoulders, and nape of neck, so everything is sculpted to look natural and beautiful. And then we're going to do one Brazilian bikini, and we're going to do one refirm, which is that skin tightening for the full face and neck. So these are wonderful, wonderful treatments, and they stand alone by themselves. With the laser, you will have to follow up and continue with like five more treatments.
But we'll get you started.
Very good kickstart. I mean, you're killing. Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you right now how to get them again. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Twitter me, twitter.com/maxtucci. For more information on those wonderful treatments and more information on Dana Elise, check out lasersolutions90210.com. Be consistent with your skincare. That's a big thing that Dana also says. So we're giving you guys a Brazilian bikini. We're giving you a back laser hair removal. And we're also giving you the Refirm full neck and neck. Full
face.
And neck, skin, yeah,
face,
the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, face and neck. Mm-hmm.
There you go. We're going to make you look good. That's the point. Well, Dr. Mack and Dana, I thank you both for being here tonight. It's been a pleasure having you on. We're going to get the body, mind, spirit, and skin looking good with Face of Beverly Hills and with Laser Solutions 90210. And you guys, it's been a lot of fun. I know our listeners are tuning in because I'm getting Twitters right now. But, you know, I don't believe in just giving things away. You need to tell me why you deserve it. Why is your man's back so hairy that you want Dana to remove it? You know, give me a good story. And then Dana, when we give these away, we're going to have you back and Dr. Mack will have you back because, you know, just like we have to follow up with you all, we have to follow up with our listeners. So thank you.
I would love
here
that
tonight.
We had a great time. Thank you so much, Max.
Absolutely.
And,
pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Tonight.
And we hope to see
everybody at that party on October 29th for the breast cancer.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll be there.
RSVP, LASERSOL at PacBell.net. You both have a wonderful night, and we're going to take life to the max. Until then, everyone, we're going to play the song Lead Me to the Water on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Enrique Ramirez from Face to Face when we're back. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I hope we're taking your body, mind, spirit, and skin to the max tonight. We just had Dr. Mack and Dana Elise here. And before that, we had Dr. Rodney. And the song we just played was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. She also does our Hot Topic segment, little jingle. But we've got in the house tonight Enrique Ramirez from Face, TOFaceNYC.com, as opposed to Face and the number 2 Face.com. Face, TOFace.com. He's in New York on 20 West 20th Street, and he's going to give us some great tips in just a minute because I got to give you all the weather. So check this out. Speaking of sunshine and all of that SPF stuff, it doesn't matter because in New York, we're 77 and 65 degrees tomorrow. 77 of the high, 65 of the low with rain. Florida, you have the high of 85 with the low of 75 in rain. And L.A., well, L.A., you're just sunny and perfect at 70 with a low of 58. So I think we need to go to Delta.com, get on board, fly over to L.A., and we need to rock it out there. But if you're in New York with me tomorrow, hey, check out face-to-face-nyc.com. Take a taxi over to 20 West 20th Street, because it's going to rain anyway, and say hi to Enrique Ramirez. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. It's been very interesting. I've been listening to it, and I've been learning a lot myself.
You see, and you have one of, like, the best spas in New York, the most fantastic day spa on 20 West 20th Street, face-to-face, New York City. So tell us, Enrique, how we can get, you know, we have budgets. You either have it or you don't.
Yes.
So how are some ways that we can do it if we don't have it and have it if we have it?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say that everyone can look good. It doesn't matter whether you make a lot of money or you make very little. You know, we're in a economic strain that we're having right now. So everybody can look good, whether you can go to Bird of Goodman and buy some really high-end products, or you can go to a local drugstore. They both have really good products. So some basic products you can use is a moisturizer with SPF, like Dana was talking about earlier. I always recommend a facial scrub to really clean the skin thoroughly, to remove any dead cells, any debris that's sitting there that is not needed. And I also always recommend a mask. Both of these products weekly. Just you put the mask on, you leave it on for 10 minutes, and then you just jump in the shower and remove it. Very easy. Both of these products will make your skin glow, have that fresh, healthy-looking skin. And both of these products can be found, you know, at a department store or at a local store, at a local drugstore. It's very accessible to eat both ends. So I think that you know, anybody can just make an effort, go do some research, or you can call me. I can, you know, guide you, or you can email me. I also have free consultations where you can come in, and I can...
That's what I'm talking about. I want to come in to see you. You know, we can all go to the drugstores. They're fun. You know, the Vichy counter girls, they're all like, hi, can I help you? You think you can, but the only place that can help you is if you're in New York is face-to-face. So tell us some wonderful things that your day spa can do to make people feel better.
Okay, well, we specialize in skincare, actually, but we also have massage, and we have a variety of facials that can help people look better, feel better, de-stress, and just make you feel good all around. So it depends on your skin type. Some people are a little breaking out, or some people are a little dry, dehydrated. So we have for every skin type. Again, when people come in to see us, we do like a little minor consultation before we start the treatment, and then we can say, okay, this is the right treatment for your skin, and this is, you know, how it's going to work and how it's going to benefit your skin. We also have body scrubs that also will help you treat the skin from your feet or your elbows. You know, those are some areas where it gets a little dry, so it also helps with that. So again, we treat the skin from the body to the face, all around.
All around. That's what we like to hear. You know, I'm just looking at your webpage right now. That's why it took me a minute, because my mic was on mute. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, it's so important, because people always think that they have to spend a fortune at these day spas. And you're like actually a very affordable, very luxurious, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, and there's this misconception that people have, like, it's going to cost me $1,000 to get a facial. But why don't you tell some of our listeners tonight and the East Coast, face to face, how much like an average facial cost?
Well, the average facial starts at $120, but there are many ways that you can save money. First of all, you can become a fan on our fan page. We have discounts every single day, whether it's on our massage or a Brazilian wax or a facial. All of our treatments, every day we're rotating them. One day you can have the bootcamp facial on sale. The next day you have the ultimate massage on sale. So there's a lot of ways that you can save money. We also belong to other websites. Like right now we're getting ready for Spa Week that's coming up in a few weeks. And we're going to be offering a facial and a massage for $50, $50 each. It's really hard to find a treatment.
So for $100 you can get a facial and a massage.
And a massage. Yeah,
get out of town.
I know. So it's really difficult right now to find a spa that can offer you a good service with quality products, with excellent ingredients at this price. So I always tell people, go to our website, become a fan on our Facebook page.
And what is your Facebook page?
Face2FaceNYC.com. That is our website. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, and you can get our biweekly newsletters where we also send an email blast and let our if you're not our fan, you can also get our newsletter and get our sales, whether it's on products or on services or maybe just a tip on a daily skincare tip on how to take care of your skin at home or
can you give us a daily tip right now?
Sure. Well, like Dana was talking about the sunblock use, I can't stress that enough because I think that's one of the main culprits of making somebody look a little older. Like the sun really causes inflammation and it basically destroys a lot of the healthy tissue. And that's where the sunspot comes in or the fine lines, the wrinkles, that's where all that comes in. So a daily tip, as Dana was saying earlier, is a use of sunblock to really protect you from the skin. That's something that I always recommend to everyone all across the board. Again, from the high-end people to the
to the regular everyday.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's something that I always recommend to everyone. And then another thing that Dana was talking about is about cleaning your skin. A lot of people at night, they come home from work or the moms are taking care of the children. They don't have time to really, you know, do some really good cleaning at night. So that's another thing that I always recommend. A lot of times the makeup, you know, the debris that's in the air, that just sits in the skin and then you just go to bed and then you have all this grime on your skin. So like Dana was saying, you know, a good cleanser at night to really remove anything that's sitting on your skin.
You see everyone, Dana says it, Enrique says it. Everyone here is saying it's Sonata, Max and Friends because it's that important. And
that is very important.
What are your hours?
I'm here almost every day, 11 to 8. We're open 7 days a week. And like I said, we're here every day.
Except, celebrity VIP after hours?
Oh, that's right next door. That's next to us. A lot of people actually get confused with that. When they come in, they go next door, and we're like, oh, no, you come to the next door from that.
There you go. But you do have a lot of celebrity clients, don't you?
We do have celebrities. We do have that come in to see us. And one of the reasons why they enjoy coming here is because we're a boutique-type spa. We're not one of those big mega spas that have, like, 30 people waiting in the waiting area. This is a very intimate setting. So most of the time people come in, there's maybe one, maybe two people waiting to go into the treatment room. We take them to the room. They leave and they continue with their life. So they feel comfortable because it's private and there's nobody around them, you know, bothering them or staring at them. So that's why they like coming to see us.
And you are face2facenyc.com, 20 West 20th Street in New York. Enrique Ramirez is the man to go see if you're in New York. Dr. Mac and Dana Lise are the ones to go see if you're in California. I'm losing my breath here, Enrique. I've got to wrap up.
Thank you so much, Mac. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Enrique, I want to come see you tomorrow. I want to get, like, you know, I'm going to Florida. I want to look good. Florida's all about the sun. You know, you love Florida, too. You know? So I might have to come and see you tomorrow. How does that sound?
Yes, absolutely. Give me a call, and I'll get you right in, and we'll clean your skin, and we'll clean your pores, and we'll make you look hot and sexy.
Presentable. Hot and
presentable.
Sexy. And everyone, hey, check out Enrique, because you're like all over the place, too. I've seen you on covers of magazines and all this stuff. You do your thing, Enrique.
I try my best to promote myself.
You do. Well, you know what? Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Max. I really appreciate it.
Have a good night, Enrique, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
I got to say thank you to Dr. Rodney, Dr. Mac, Dana Elise, and Enrique Ramirez. You all are the best. Thank you so much for helping the body, mind, spirit, and skin tonight here on Max and Friends. I'm giving you all a season of joy, prosperity, and serenity. That's my goal for this new season. It's going to be my fourth season. I got to thank you all for tuning in. Also, I've got a great little thing. If you're in New York on September 30th at TBG, which is 312 West 36th Street, The Pigeon Boys by Anne Berlin. I love her. She's just one of the best things New York has to offer. She's really a great, great writer. She puts her plays on all the time with Andrew. They're the best. Go see it. The Pigeon Boys is free and open to the public. And they will do two shows on September 30th, 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., The Pigeon Boys. For more information, Google The Pigeon Boys or check out theatermania.com or check out broadwaybox.com. I love you all for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to Max and Friends, where we took the body, mind, spirit, and skin to the max. This week, take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci, your host for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.